Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Let Me Tell You. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
Our favorite new year, the Lunar New Year, is actually Sunday. And it's the beginning. And it's a new year that many of us love and look forward to. And we're going to talk about this new year. It's the year of the rabbit, and I'm going to introduce you to Nancy Yao, who is president of the Museum of Chinese in America. And we all want to hear the whole backstory. Happy New Year to you, Nancy.
Well, Happy New Year. And officially, it doesn't start until Sunday, but Happy New Year to you, Joan. Thank you for having me.
Yes. We're all excited for all of you and hoping. And well, you can tell me, what is the year of the rabbit? Is that a good luck sign?
Well, looking back at the last few years that we've all had, it couldn't get worse in some people's minds.
Right.
But in fact, 2023 is officially the year of the water rabbit. And there are five elements, and each year actually has not only an animal, but also an element. And this one's a water rabbit. So we are supposed to have a good year. A year of peace and harmony and hopefulness. So I think we all can look forward to that.
Without question. And what happens during the celebration? Like Sunday, it's the beginning. So do you gather with the family? Is that the big night when people try to come together?
Oh, it's such a good question, because I just got into a very heated discussion with my mother and how she insists that we are all there on Lunar New Year's Eve. So that is actually the traditional night that you would gather with your family, extended family, the eve of the new year. Sort of like in the solar calendar, you would get together on New Year's Eve to see the ball drop. And instead, for the Lunar New Year, we get together to eat a lot. And
at
we
home
also
or a restaurant, preferably?
Home. Typically, it's at home. You'll see, if you ever get an invitation to a home cooked Chinese New Year meal, you definitely should go. But my mother has been preparing this meal for about 2 weeks.
Oh, you're kidding. And what does it consist of?
Yeah, it's, she actually bought another refrigerator for this purpose
this year.
Oh, my gosh. But we have all kinds of traditional foods. But one thing to know is the foods are often the foods that sound like, in Chinese, another word for happiness or peace or longevity. There's some symbolism. So we'll eat noodles because that symbolizes long life. We'll eat dumplings because they look like gold purses. We'll eat 10 vegetable dish because the number 10 is supposed to be round and full and perfect. So there are all of these very traditional oranges, fish, food that are so associated with the name of the character in Chinese that is supposed to bring good fortune, good luck, and prosperity.
It sounds just fantastic. And so the first night, Sunday, that's a feast, and usually at home, unless someone can't do it. And then does it continue for a week? What usually happens?
Right. So we have the meal on the New Year's Eve, and anyone who's not married actually will get a red envelope that has money in it. Mm-hmm. And that is the other reason why people love to gather. And then actually the standard is that you will celebrate it for 15 days. And every single day has another tradition. And also you're not supposed to do certain things, like you shouldn't cut your hair in the first few days. You should make sure your house is clean before the first day of the new year. You're not supposed to cry or get into an argument. And all of these are supposed to be elements of the forecast for your new year. you want to keep it quiet and happy and peaceful and joyful and not have any sort of bad omens, if you will.
That's asking a lot of people. And what's your favorite New Year food?
Oh, I love rice cakes. Rice cakes are amazing, and they're not hard to make. They've made it easier, but rice cakes are definitely my favorite. Anything that has a sticky rice component is something the children love and a lot of people love. And I also love a steamed fish.
Yeah. And so you generally, it's a fish like for everyone, a big fish.
A massive fish, exactly. And dumplings are everywhere.
Do you make them or buy them?
Oh, yes. We make them. We certainly make them. And we'll make them for quite a long time. And then we freeze them. And then we have them ready to go. But I just brought over 6 chafing dishes to my mother's house.
You're kidding. To put all the dumplings and food?
Exactly. And she already has 5 chafing dishes.
Oh, so you're kidding.
We have 11 chafing dishes. No.
Wait, that isn't all dumplings, is it?
Oh, it is. It is so many different types of food. And I would love, we wish we could invite everyone over to this meal, but, you know, it's tough.
Right. It's tough because you probably have a big enough family, too, to consume 10 chafing dishes or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do the young ones speak Chinese as well as English?
Oh, what's great is my mother holds them to say at least some of the traditional sayings like "Xin Nian Kuai Le," "Gong Xi Fa Cai," and she won't give the red envelope of money until these, you know, Americanized children say the Chinese words. Right?
You're kidding. Good for her, though.
Yeah.
And they probably love it. Is the money the big gift that they all look forward to?
Yes, there are no other gifts except for red envelopes. And the red envelopes are certain denominations and certain numbers. You would never give $4 or $24. You might give $60 or $88. They're lucky numbers in the Chinese language. Right.
Mm-hmm. And does everyone pitch in, like at your mother's? Will all of her family, her kids, help with the cooking, or is that her treat?
It is really her treat. You called it. She loves to do this for all of us. And she really says, no, don't bring anything. But we would always bring something. And that's also very traditional, that you would never come empty-handed to a Lunar New Year dinner. So we'll bring oranges or red candies.
Like a sweet or something.
A sweet, right. And that's the only thing that I think is missing somewhat from a Lunar New Year dinner. We're not the best on desserts, but it's getting better with the onslaught of bubble tea and other treats. And you can always get any of this in Chinatown, New York, and Flushing and Sunset Park, as well as other Asian American communities that celebrate the Lunar New Year.
But we went better on the desserts. That's right. Well, we went to Queens, to Roosevelt Avenue, where they have a lot of Asian restaurants and stores.
And yeah,
it was
wonderful.
A lot of fun because you see whole families eating all this wonderful food. Does your family like Asian food, or are they too Americanized by now?
Oh, no. My parents are quite traditional Chinese. We still speak Chinese at home. They still watch Chinese language television. I don't think they've eaten out more than 3 times in the last 2 years.
You're kidding. That's very funny.
Yeah.
And tell me, if you will, about the Museum of Chinese in America. Where is it, and is it open? Can we all visit?
Absolutely. We are based on the border of Chinatown, right on Center Street in Manhattan, Chinatown. And we actually are just opening up today a pop-up exhibit at the Winter Show at the Armory of I.M. Pei's stepmother's dresses, traditional dresses. But on Saturday, we have an entire day of Lunar New Year activities for the entire family. And actually, we curated a 6-week schedule of different events, including Michael Kimmelman, who did a walk with me around Chinatown, and he's doing his book signing, The Intimate City, in Chinatown. And we have open houses throughout the space for the next 6 weeks.
How great. So how did you become involved in this as a career?
Oh, I think I just really, I said I had the good fortune of landing on this. I think the narrative around Chinese American immigration is extremely complex and nuanced. I think it's been a challenge for many of us to understand Chinese Americanness as part of U.S. history. And it's an important part to really help contribute this narrative so that we might all see our own narratives as part of this history. So I think everyone on the team, we have a small but mighty team of only around 12 people, but we are really dedicated to the mission of broadening the American narrative so we can really live up to the ideals of what this country is all about.
Perfect. And you do. And thanks very much, Nancy. I wish you and your family the happiest of New Year's. And I think it's
Happy Lunar New Year. We all had this. Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Xinyan kuai le. Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself. Thank you, Nancy. It was a treat talking to you. And I wish you and yours the happiest of New Year's. Happy Lunar New Year to all our friends who are celebrating. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're part of Let Me Tell You.